Hello, my friends, my family, my community, my tribe. Welcome to the Hippie Moms Podcast. Welcome back. So happy you're here. Today, I want to talk about defensiveness. Oh my gosh, you guys, this is one of the areas in my life I feel the most resistance and I struggle so much because I love being right. Do you like being right? Oh my gosh, especially being a mother. We know what is right for our children, right? Right? My boys are, they're 11 and 13, and they are, one's a tweenager, one's a teenager, and they are, they're on their path, let me tell you, right? Our children are on our path, so no matter where, what age your children are, eventually you realize that they are going to be who they're going to be. No matter how much you try to change or how much you want to fix them, they're going to be who they're going to be, and they are unique and just like everybody else. And there is an aspect of being a mother and a wife and a partner and a spouse and all of us where a lot of times we come into those moments where we feel defensive. Either it's we want things to be different. We are our beliefs, what we know to be true, is believed not to be true by someone else. And so this is, I really want to talk about this today, defensiveness, because I've gained a lot of clarity around it. And when we can gain clarity, we can bring ourselves some ease and release in those moments that we feel defensive, because feeling defensive, it feels awful. I get really defensive around my husband too, and my brothers, and well, I guess who do I not? I guess my best friends, but even in those moments, you know, even the people that you love, you're going to be challenged. You're going to be told that you're wrong, that you don't know what is right. And I think this is so important for us because if we can relieve ourselves of the burden of being defensive, we can really see clearly and create so much space in our lives. And that life force, whenever we become defensive, that life force gets stuck, it gets blocked off, and we can tailspin. And some of these tailspins have put me in tailspins for days, if not weeks. And so I feel, now I'm not an expert on defensiveness, okay? I'm just sharing with you what I have learned about what being defensive has been for me. And because we have children, and because we have a life filled with people that don't always agree with us, it's something that always comes up. And today I was really trying to actually find inspiration about what I want to do a podcast because I have this little pocket of time and I really wanted to do a podcast. I want to publish and speak it, but I was like, sometimes I don't know what to talk about, you guys. I mean, a lot of the podcasts, earlier podcasts, I've shared about clean eating, clean living. Like, how much more can I talk about that? Like, it's all there. It's all there for you. You can Google search too. But what are some things that can really help mothers? And one of the things that we learn becoming a mother is, one, it's the hardest thing we're ever going to do in our entire lives. The second thing we learn is that initially we have children because we think it's going to fulfill us. It's going to actually bring us the love that we've been seeking. But truly, it doesn't fulfill us. What it does is it eventually, if you haven't discovered this yet, this is the truth, my truth at least, is that it makes us go into ourselves and it makes us heal the parts of us that are unhealed because they are mirrored to us so deeply in our children. And whenever we get triggered or defensive, and triggered can be anything from defensiveness and anger, whenever we feel something has happened that we don't like, it brings up things in our bodies and our experiences, and we fight for that to protect ourselves. And the children do that so deeply. They are our deepest mirrors, and they show us our wounds. And for years, especially as a young mother, I had no idea what was going on. I'm like, why do my children make me so angry? I've never been this angry before. What's wrong with them? What is wrong with them? I need to fix them to make sure that they don't make me feel this way. But I had it all wrong. What I was feeling was already within me. And they were simply showing me that that was in me. Because we give our children that which we receive and we have received. And unless we heal those deeper parts of us, we're going to pass those parts of us on. And I think eventually we get to that point where we decide, I don't want to parent like I was parented. I don't want to pass on these parts of me that are fragmented, that are unhealed. And so motherhood and parenthood can either send you into a huge ego trip where you try to change and fix your children and eventually you alienate them. Or it pushes you into yourself where you heal those inner parts of you where then you become such a safe place for them to be who they are. Because we have things not only from our lives, but our ancestors and our, you know, things are carried in our DNA. And we don't always need to know where that comes from. I think a lot of us may be like, well, I got this because my dad told me that I need to be a good girl in order to get love. Like, yes, there's all those stories, but again, they're just stories. It is what it is. You know, we are the way we are. And sometimes it's helpful for the mind to understand where it comes from. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter where it comes from. What matters is where we are now in the moment and how are we showing up and how are we holding space for ourselves. And being defensive is one of the areas and one of the behavioral defenses for ourselves, right? We want to defend ourselves so that we can be right. And I don't know about you, but it's very rare that when I get defensive that someone else is gonna be like, oh yeah, you're right. Like, nobody does that. And it's so funny because that's what we want. We want to be right. We want to be heard. We want to be seen. We want to be validated. And a lot of times we're not going to get that from the outside world. And we get defensive because we didn't get it and we're never going to get it. And so we have to become that which we seek outside of ourselves. So a long time ago, I picked up this book. Actually, one of my best friends, Carrie, from a long time ago, introduced me to this woman when I was really seeking some spiritual enlightenment. And the book is by Sanaya Roman. It's an old book. It's called Personal Power Through Awareness. And I prayed before this podcast. I said, you know, Spirit, show me what it is you want me to talk about. What's something present in my life that I can relate to with these beautiful women that listen and also help them? And to provide inspiration that's helped me, you know, because that's what we do. That's what we're here to do. And I know this is, again, this is an echo chamber. I would love to know how this impacts you or how defensiveness impacts your life. Not necessarily what I'm telling you impacts you, but how, you know, you feel defensiveness shows up in your life. Because one of the things that these defense mechanisms do is they keep us from receiving love. They keep us from connection. And that's really what we want. We want to be connected. And what I've realized with my children, I'm going to get to the book in just a minute. What I've realized with my children is that whenever I get defensive, they shut down and I shut down and there's no connection. And with my husband too. It's harder with my husband though. I'm just going to be honest. Like it's so hard. I'm really working. I'm not going to say I'm working on it. I'm becoming more aware of it. Because what I've learned, there's nothing to fix in myself. There's just awareness. And awareness is the quote unquote, if there was a fix, awareness is everything. Awareness is our key to becoming the version of us that we wish to be. And when we're not that version, we create more guilt, more shame around that. And what I've realized is guilt and shame don't work. They don't get us anywhere we want to go. So we can just throw that in the fire, let it burn, and just become more aware and more compassionate with ourselves. Because there is that great intention for us to become the best version of ourselves. And sometimes the best version of ourselves isn't actually the version that we really want to become. It's not about being perfect. It's about being compassionate for ourselves and others. It's about releasing things when they come up. And when we get defensive, what we're doing is we're holding on to something. Something has happened. We've become defensive. We start to protect ourselves and we're resisting something rather than just leaning in and allowing it to be and moving on. So I, as I said, I prayed and I said, hey, you know, hey, Spirit, give me some inspiration here for this podcast. And I was drawn to this book by Sanaya Roman, Personal Power Through Awareness. I mean, it, I don't know. Let me look and see. This book was written. It's so long ago. 1990. Wow. Actually, the first edition was in 1986. So it's an older book. And this is the page that I went to. I just went to this page. And so I'm going to read it to you. If you have nothing to defend, life becomes easier, for you do not have to pretend to be anything you are not. Life is harder when you think you have to defend your beliefs, thoughts, or self. I will suggest that most of the things you think you have to defend are beliefs and ideas that are not yours anyway. You rarely get offended and hurt when someone disagrees with the things you are sure about. The areas where you are not certain, where you feel insecure, are those you often feel the most need to defend. The next time you feel you have to defend something about yourself, ask yourself, why am I feeling I must defend this? Be willing to let your heart and wisdom smile upon people, sending them your love and acceptance. Do not feel you must say anything. Be who you are. If you do not know the answer to something, simply say, I do not know. Do not try to pretend all the time and do not try to be perfect all the time. Do not think that to be loved, you must have all the answers, that you must never be afraid to be afraid or look weak. For those of you who are willing to be vulnerable will find more love coming to you. I'm going to read the next part. Forgiveness is part of unconditional love. Forgive yourself throughout the day for all the moments when you are not high, not loving, and not wise. Forgive others for all the moments they are not high, loving, and wise. As you forgive, you make it easier to become those things you want to be, and you make it easier for others to become them also. Oh my gosh. So what are some things, some key things here I really want to talk about is when we are defensive, there's an insecurity about us. And basically, where we feel insecure are those where we feel the most need to defend. So that's something I think so important to recognize. And I can say this, so like when my husband and I are arguing and I feel defensive, it is because I feel insecure about what he's saying. Maybe there's some truth to about what he's saying to me. And my husband is very honest, very direct. And sometimes I don't like that. I'm like, can you sugarcoat that a little bit? Can you at least, you know, be kind when you say that? And he's saying what he's saying. You know, of course, there's a way that we all want to be spoken to, but that's just because we want that to be doesn't mean that's how it's going to be. And so I think it's really important to recognize these parts of us because this is where we're resisting. And what I love so much is, you know, we don't have to be perfect all the time. We don't need to know all the time. I think this is really important as mothers because our kids look to us so much. One of the things I noticed right away about my youngest is that he could see through all my BS right away. If I was not secure or I felt maybe I was like hiding the truth a little bit, or I was acting like I knew the truth when I really didn't. He called me out on it. So I could never, ever, I could never BS him. but that was a big part of my motherhood. I was trying to figure it out. I really never know actually what I'm doing, you guys. I really don't. I really have no idea what I'm doing most of the time. And what I've realized is that's the most beautiful place to be. Because if you already know and you're one of those know-it-alls, let me tell you, those are, and I'm not saying, but I'm just going to be honest, they're the worst people to be around. You know, when people know everything and they already know, or it's the me too, like, oh yeah, I've, you know, you tell them a story like, oh yeah, me too. Like it's, that's, and I've been there. I've been that person. So that's why I can say this. When we don't have space for ourselves and others, like these behaviors, defensiveness, anger, triggering, these are all responses to not being grounded in ourselves. And also the belief that we're supposed to be perfect and we're supposed to know everything. And like I said, as moms, we believe that we're supposed to know, but we don't. There's going to be some things we're going to be able to help our children with, but the biggest thing I have discovered that I want to give my children is I want them to trust that inner voice. I want them to stop seeking answers outside of themselves, because if we seek answers and instruction and information outside of ourselves constantly, we're going to be depending on a world that is so messed up. I mean, the world does not know better than we do. And so what I'm really getting to here is that when we are defensive, and when we come from that defensive place, we've shut down everything that is supposed to flow. We've shut down our wisdom. We've shut down our connection. And we're going to find ourselves there. I still find myself in defensiveness. This is not about being perfect. All this is about is being aware that we're becoming defensive, being aware that we're trying to protect ourselves, that we're trying to be something that we're not, or that we're trying to defend a belief or something that we're really insecure about. This is what I find very interesting in the political arena, where people have these extremely extreme political views, and anyone that challenges them, they become so angry and defensive, and they want the other person to believe that they're right. Now, it can be anything besides politics. It could be anything. But anytime you're with someone that is defending something by tooth and nail, just know that they are doing that because they feel extremely insecure. They feel very insecure about the things that they are sure about. Because think about it. Just like this book said, we rarely get offended and hurt when someone disagrees with the things that we know in our hearts that's our truth. We rarely get defensive around. And I think that's something so beautiful, because when we're in our truth and we're so connected to ourselves, there's nothing ever to defend. There's nothing ever to convince people otherwise, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if people believe the same things we do. It doesn't matter. Everyone has their own point of perception. And I think this is really important. This is something that I've really begun to know within my truth. Now, we're going to get a little deep here. So take what you want, leave what you don't want behind. I don't care whether you believe what I'm telling you or not. But what I've discovered is when we say we are one, what does that really mean? And my experience through deep contemplation, deep self-study, reflection, deep in medicine journeys, deep in just meditation, I say just meditation, deep in meditation, what I've discovered is that we are all the same energy. We just have different costumes. We wear different outfits. We wear different bodies. And we come from different perceptions. And those perceptions are created by our lives, by our ancestors' lives, right? By our DNA. We come into this world and we are taught things. We're conditioned. And then we get to see through that lens and through that filter. And then somewhere in our lives, that filter and those beliefs become a cage. And we're ready to get out of the cage. And so what we have to do in order to get out of the cage is we have to release the layers of identity that we've built up, the beliefs that we thought were true, but that we've learned that are not true. And we all have different experiences. We all have different upbringings. We have different trials and tribulations. We have different conflicts and challenges. We have different wins and beautiful experiences. We all have different ways of seeing life, yet we all somehow believe, not everyone, but we all somehow believe that people should see the things, life the same way we do. Just like the thing that 10 people can see the same accident and all have different perspectives and different stories of what happened. And this to me is so freeing, because I don't have to defend my perception. Because when I know that everyone has a different perception, a different point of view, a different way of seeing things, there's a release there. There's a relief. on allowing people to be and see life, be in life and see life just the way that they do. And then we can sit into our truth and there's nothing ever to defend. And I find such peace and resolution in that. And I wanted to share that today, or that was supposed to be shared, because I really do feel in my life I'm releasing the grip of how I think life should be, how I think others should be, and I'm just allowing life to be the way that it is. And I will tell you, it is the most freeing thing you can ever do. But it's not like something you can just, one day I'm just going to just be something different. No, I mean, it takes something. It takes courage to release the grip of our identity and how we think things should be. And when we discover that the energy behind someone else's eyes is the same as ours, there is a oneness. We are one. We are all come from the same source. And that someone might see things completely different, that's okay. And we can have compassion around that. We can have forgiveness, you know, that for ourselves and others. And just like the book said, forgiveness is everything. Forgiveness is our key, is the key to releasing, forgiving ourselves every single day for not being or showing up the way that we think we should. You know, because it's all of these ideas that we hold about how life should be that keep life from flowing. Now, life is going to flow, but are we going to hold on to the banks of the river? Are we going to hold on? I mean, that water is going to smash us in the face. It's going to drag us downstream. We're going to go downstream at some point. So can we just let go and let it flow? I don't know. That's my little poem, inside poem. So I really wanted to really find something to connect with you on today. And I hope that my perspective and my experience of defensiveness brings some clarity for you. So again, there's nothing for you to do to fix yourself when you find yourself defensive. All there is to do is be aware. Awareness is the key. Awareness is the key. And how do we meet up and marry with that awareness? It's the space between the thoughts. It's that spaciousness, that sky, that luminous sky that we are. And the thoughts are clouds. They come in, they move, they change. Sometimes there's rainstorms. Sometimes there's thunderstorms. Sometimes it's clear blue sky. And the clouds shift and they change and they come from nowhere and they go nowhere. And that's really what we must begin to look at our thoughts as. Instead of having an experience of defensiveness, instead of feeling the guilt and shame and or even anger that someone else isn't thinking the same way, it's pointless. There's no end to it. It will never lead us to where we want to go. And so constant grace, compassion, and forgiveness gives us that release and that awareness that, hey, this is life. Let us all see life the way that we see it. My view is not better than yours. Yours is not better than mine. No one's higher or lower than you. Isn't that a great feeling? I'm going to end it with this, but there was this very potent and profound teaching that my bestie, Angela, she was on the previous podcast. I highly recommend listening to it on her new book, The Edge of God. This profound teaching, and she was basically showing us this piece of paper and had a line from the top of the paper down to the bottom. And a lot of times we think like, okay, we're here and someone else is here, right? There's someone below us, there's someone above us, and we always feel like we're trying to inch our way up the line, inch our way higher. Look at social media, right? You see these peoples, these gurus or these famous people, or you see your friends that have these miraculous lives and their families are all like smiling and happy. And you're like, what the heck is going on? My family, we fight all the time. And we do. We're a mess over here. And so you're trying to move up this vertical line, and it takes everything to be better, to do better, to try to look better. You know, it's like we're always trying, striving. And she takes this piece of paper, right? And she turns it horizontally. And she goes, it's not a vertical line. It's a horizontal line. We are all on the same level. And we all have different experiences, but we're one. And it was like something that just really was so profound. I was like, oh, there was like a relief and a release in my body. Like, I don't have to strive to be better someone or to think I'm worse than someone. Like, we're all one. We're all the same. We're all doing our best. And there's nothing to get defensive about either. Now, play with this in your life. You're going to find so many reasons that being defensive is right. You're going to be defensive about your defensiveness, and that's okay. Just be aware of it. See how it plays out. Look how it plays in your life. See if it brings any resolution. And most likely you're going to find it doesn't. Defensiveness doesn't do anything but keep us separated from the connection that we really want. And one of the things that she said at the very end, she says, do not think that to be loved, you must have all the answers, that you must never be afraid or look weak. For those of you who are willing to be vulnerable will find more love coming to you. And I have to tell you that that is what I've discovered. The more that I can let down my guard and open my heart and be vulnerable and say I don't know and say this is how I'm really feeling, it melts people's hearts. And we all want more of that in our lives, to just be us, to not have to wear the mask and be the performer and try to know that we know everything. That's exhausting. And the more raw, the more vulnerable we are, the more beautiful we become, in my opinion. And that's a big reason why I just cannot align with social media anymore. Like, I'll spend a few minutes going online and looking at it, and it just, to me, it's glimpses of the performer. And I'm not saying, listen, I'm not shaming anyone if they're on social media. Hey, do you, boo. All I'm saying is, for me, there's just such an inauthenticity about it. And when we become more authentic and more real and more in who we are, the less we want to even be exposed to those things that are not in alignment and not in truth. And I think that that's the journey that we're on. We're all on a journey home to ourselves. And at first, we start out seeking everywhere outside of ourselves. We look to the external world to tell us who we are, to tell us how we need to be. And eventually, we realize that leads to nothing but destruction, chaos, and suffering. And then at some point, sometimes we have to hit rock bottom. And sometimes we have to become so depressed and so feeling so alone that there's nowhere else to go but inside. And that's the answer, is to go in. It's always the last place we want to go is inside, is to sit still. But that's where the truth of us, that's where that energy that pervades everything is. And until we connect with that and we connect with our authenticity and our truth and our vulnerability, we'll never feel connected to anyone in the world. And so just note that when you feel defensive, because I still do, it's just a little nudge saying, hey, this isn't the way. You're just going down the wrong path again, and that's okay. Go as long as you want. This other path is always here. There's always a path of vulnerability, authenticity, right next to the path of defensiveness. And so you can go as many times as you need to until you figure it out. I've gone down this path so many times, and it keeps me looping in what I don't want to loop in anymore. And the path of taking down the guard, opening your heart, and it can be as simple as walking away from a situation, putting your hand on your heart, putting your feet on the earth, and taking some deep breaths. That's enough to pattern interrupt, because a lot of times our brains want to go down the same neurological pathways. These are deep-rooted patterns and habits. And so in order for us to change them, we just have to change just a little bit here and there. And just think about that. If we change the coordinates from somewhere where we are to somewhere we want to be, we change the coordinates to where we want to be, and it's a slight change, it takes us into a completely different direction. So here's the thing, like all we have to do is just make a little shift every single time. Trust yourself and practice. Even if it's just a few minutes a day, practice just stillness, finding your breath, coming home, forgiving yourself, forgiving others, so that you can move forward. The past is gone. The past is no longer. The future will never be. It will always be here in the present moment that we're experiencing life. And so I thank you for listening. I hope some way, somehow this touches the hearts of somebody that it's supposed to. I love you, and I am just so grateful for this community and this platform and the ability to share my heart and my experiences of life, because it's hard. We're not supposed to do it alone. And I'm always here. If I always put my email in the email in the show notes for anyone who wants to reach out to connect, I'm here. I would love that. I would love to not have such an echo chamber and actually connect with some of you. So I'm just going to always leave that as an open invitation. If there's anything else you want to me to learn about, podcast about, if you have an interesting a guest that you think should be on the podcast, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, you have something, an interesting story, it doesn't have to be that interesting, what you've learned on the hippie mom journey, what are some questions, we could even do something like that. Let me know, reach out, and I'm so grateful for you. I'm sending you all so much love through this transmission of love, of light, of present awareness. Let us just sit in the truth of who we are now and forever. All right, everyone, I'll catch you on the next Hippie Moms podcast.